今天呢，我们要继续跟大家来思想《使徒行传》。
And today we shall continue our study of the book of Acts。
让我们打开《使徒行传》第十三章，我们跟大家一起看14到26节。
And let's turn to Acts chapter 13, verses 14 to 26。
我们看《使徒行传》第十四章，或许我们从十三章。看到十三章十三节到二十六节。
Acts chapter 13, let's begin from verses 13 to 26.
保罗和他的同人从帕弗开船来到庞菲利亚的别家，约翰就离开他们回到耶路撒冷去。他们离了别家，往前行，到了比西底的安提阿，在安息日会堂坐下，读完律法的先知书，管会堂的叫他过去，对他们说：“二位兄台，若有什么劝勉众人的话，请说。”保罗就站起来举手说：“以色列和一切敬畏神的人，请听，这以色列民的神拣选了我们祖宗，当民聚居埃及的时候，抬举他们，用大能的手领他们出来，又在旷野容忍他们约有40年，既灭了迦南地七族的人，就把那地分给他们为业。此后给他们设立士师约有450年，直到先知撒母耳的时候。后来他们求一个王，就将便雅悯支派中基士的儿子扫罗给他们做王40年，既废除了扫罗，就选立了大卫做他们的王。又因他们见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵循我的旨意。从这人的后裔，神又照这所应许的为以色列人设立了一位救主，就是耶稣。他在他没有出来以前，约翰向以色列众民宣讲悔改的洗礼。约翰既行尽了他的路程，说：“你们以为我是谁？我不是基督，只是一位在我以后的，我解他的鞋带也不配的。”我们读到25节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 13. Now Paul and his companions set sail from Paphos and came to Perga in Pamphylia. And John left them and returned to Jerusalem. But they went on from Perga and came to Antioch in Pisidia. And on the Sabbath day they went into the synagogue and sat down. After the reading from the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent a message to them, saying, "Brothers, if you have any word of encouragement for the people, say it." So Paul stood up and motioning with his hand, said, "Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen. The God of this people Israel chose our fathers and made the people great during their stay in the land of Egypt. And with uplifted arm, he led them out of it. And for about 40 years, he put up with them in the wilderness. And after destroying 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance. All this took about 450 years. And after that, he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, of whom he testified and said, 'I have found in David the son of Jesse a man after my heart, who will do all my will.' Of this man's offspring, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he promised. Before his coming, John had proclaimed the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was finishing his course, he said, 'What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. No, but behold, after me one is coming, the sandals of whose feet I am not worthy to untie.'"
所以这段圣经是在讲保罗到了这个安提阿，在安息日进入了会堂所讲的一堂道。
And this passage is about Paul after he came to Antioch and he was in the synagogue and he preached a sermon.
这是第一次圣经里面记载保罗的讲道。
And this is the first record of Paul's preaching in the Bible.
或是保罗最长的讲道。
Or possibly his longest sermon.
所以保罗从来没有到过这个地方。
Paul has never been to this place.
或许到这个会堂。
Or maybe not to this synagogue before.
这个是他在宣教布道的第一次来到这个地方。
And this is his, he visited this place in his first missionary journey.
这一次就是第一次。
And this is the first time.
所以他到了会堂的时候呢，他就坐下。
And he sat down at the synagogue.
那么在十五节说，他们读完律法书之后，管会堂的就叫他站起来，向他们说话。
And verse 15 tells us that after the reading from the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent a message and asked them to speak some words.
所以到这里呢，第一次他讲的时候，他讲什么？
So the first time as he spoke in this synagogue, what did he speak about?
当然，他一开口讲，他就讲主耶稣。
Of course, he opened his mouth and preached to Jesus.
所以在这里呢，他一开始讲耶稣的时候，他讲这一位什么耶稣呢？
And who was this Jesus that Paul preached about?
所以这个就是他应许的耶稣。
And Paul preached that Jesus is the promised Messiah.
你看第二十三节。
Look at verse 23.
从这人的后裔，神已照着所应许的，为以色列人立了救主，就是耶稣。
Of this man's offspring, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he promised.
保罗到一个地方，从来没有讲过。传过福音的，他站起来传福音。他一传福音，开口就讲耶稣。
Paul is now preaching at a place that he has never preached before, and once he started preaching, he preached about Jesus.
所以今天的教会，第一，很少讲道。
Today's church, firstly, they seldom preach sermons.
我们讲道是释经讲道。
And of course, when we say that, we mean expository preaching.
所以在好像这个旧约的会堂里面，他们。在聚会的时候，首先做什么？他们读律法书和先知书。
And we find in this Old Testament synagogue, when they gathered, what did they do? They started by reading from the law and the prophets.
什么叫做律法和先知书？
What is the law and the prophets?
律法先知书就是我们手上的圣经。
And the law and the prophets is the Bible that we hold in our hands.
所以我们聚会的时候也必须要打开神的话，然后读神的话。
So when we gather, we ought to also open God's word and read from it.
在犹太人的会堂当中呢，一般上读完话之后呢，读完圣经之后呢，他们就讲解那段圣经。
In the Jewish synagogue, usually after reading the scriptures, they will explain the passage they have just read.
很多人读圣经的时候，我们读来读去，读来读去都读不明白。
Many people, as they read the scriptures over and over again,They do not understand.
所以我们教会呢，就给大家有读经的手册。
And therefore, our church provide you with the Bible reading guide.
那么当时候的教会没有读经手册。
There was no Bible reading guide in the church then.
所以他们就讲解神的话。
So they would explain God's word.
所以我们今天也是早上聚会的时候呢，读神的话，然后我们讲解神的话。
And so today we do the same in the beginning of our.Service, we would gather and read God's word, and then we would explain God's word.
所以我们叫做解经或者释经讲道。
And we call this expository preaching.
我们不是要传讲自己。
We are not preaching ourselves.
我们不是传讲我的思想。
We are not preaching our ideas.
不是传讲我的意见。
We are not preaching our thoughts.
我们是告诉你圣经讲什么。
We are telling you what the Bible says.
今天很多人没有照圣经讲。
Many people today do not preach according to the Bible.
他们有很多的表演。
They have lots of entertainment.
他们有跳舞，有唱诗歌。
And they have dancing and singing.
唱诗歌是好事。
Of course, singing of hymns is good.
但是不是最重要的事。
But that's not the most important.
真正最重要的就是读神的话，讲解神的话。
The most important is to read God's word and explain God's word.
我们看历史里面所有有关属灵的这个历史教会的复兴的时候呢，都以讲解神的话有关。
When we look into history and we find that whenever there was a revival, it had to do with the preaching of God's word.
所以呢，讲解神的话非常的重要。
Therefore, it is crucial to preach God's word.
那么保罗怎么样讲解神的话呢？
How then did Paul preach God's word?
所以在第十五节他说读完律法书和先知书之后呢，保罗就站起来。保罗第十六节举起手对以色列说，一切以色列人和一切敬畏神的人请听。
So Paul stood up in verse 16 and motioning with his hand said, Men of Israel and you who fear God, listen.
那么他开始就讲说从历史里面神怎么样拣选以色列人。
And he started from history how God chose the people of Israel.
特别拣选当时候的这个他们的这个祖宗亚伯拉罕跟以撒跟雅各。
And of course, making mention of their fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Joseph.
那么当然，他们是一批选民，是神选召从埃及地选召出来的人。
And this is a people that God called out of the land of Egypt.
带领他们到迦南地。
And brought them into Canaan.
分地给他们。
And gave them their land.
然后给他们有士师。
And gave them judges.
后来又给他们先知。
And prophets.
那么后来他们要一个王，他又给他一个王。
And when they asked for a king, God gave them a king.
那么扫罗王不听神的话，他就除掉扫罗王，又给他们一个大卫王。
And Saul, when he disobeyed God, God removed him and gave them a new king who was David.
那么在这二十二节说，这位大卫王是合我心意的王。
And verse 22, we find that David is the man after God's heart.
为什么他要讲这些历史？
Why did he have to go through all the history?
因为他说主耶稣就是从这一位大卫王出来。
Because he wants to tell them that the Lord Jesus is the descendant of David.
那么这个就是他神应许亚伯拉罕的这一位救主要从这个大卫，从亚伯拉罕直到大卫，从他那边出来。
And God promised that the Messiah would come through the line of David.
所以他没有来之前呢，约翰，施洗约翰先出来传讲悔改的礼。
And before Jesus came, John the Baptist came proclaiming a baptism of repentance.
当约翰讲完之后呢，他只为耶稣见证之后，他就离开世。
And after John testified about Jesus Christ, he died.
他其实是被砍头而死。
He was beheaded and he died that way.
但是他所传讲的主耶稣就出来把这个道理传给所有的人。
And the Jesus that John preached about then started his ministry and preached the gospel to the people.
所以你看第二十六节说，弟兄们，亚伯拉罕的子孙和你们中间敬畏的人啊，这救世的道是传给我们的。
And therefore in verse 26, Paul said, Brothers, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to us has been sent the message of this salvation.
所以这位耶稣是谁呢？
So who is this Jesus?
这一位耶稣就是神所应许的耶稣。
This is the promised Jesus.
那么接下来我们看到这一位耶稣是一个预言或者应验的耶稣。
And we also can see that this Jesus is the prophesied Messiah.
请你看第三十二节。
Please look at verse 32.
他说我们也报好信息给你们，就是那应许祖宗的话，他神已经向我们做这儿女的应验，叫耶稣复活了，正如诗篇第二篇上记作，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
Verse 32, and we bring you the good news that what God promised to the fathers, this he has fulfilled to us their children by raising Jesus. As also it is written in the second Psalm, You are my son, today I have begotten you.
所以他在第一次讲到神应许给我们有一个耶稣。
So Paul spoke about God promising Jesus.
但是当时候住在耶路撒冷的二十七节说，他们不认识耶稣，把他定罪，把他杀死了。
But verse 27, Paul tells them that those who were in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not recognize him nor understand the utterances of the prophets, they condemned him and killed him.
为什么他们可以杀死他呢？
Why could they kill Jesus?
因为这是应验了先知的话。
Because this fulfills the prophecies of the prophets.
所以这位先知，这位弥赛亚是神在预言里面已经讲了。
So this Messiah is a Messiah that has been prophesied.
第二十八节，虽然他查不出他有什么罪，比拉多还是把他杀了。
Verse 28, though they found in him no guilt worthy of death, they asked Pilate to have him executed.
29节，虽然这个是在这就成就了经上所记载有关他的话。
And verse 29 tells us that they had carried out all that was written of him.
人把他杀了，但是神却把他使他复活。
Man killed Jesus, but God raised him from the dead.
所以神主耶稣就复活了，复活就应验了他就是神所拣选的这个弥赛亚。
And after Jesus was resurrected, he proved that he is the chosen Messiah.
所以你看第三十一节，从加利利同他上耶路撒冷的人多日看见他，这些人如今在民间是他的见证。
Verse 31, for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are now his witnesses to the people.
所以今天我们侍奉的神呢，不是一个死在十字架的神。
So the God that we serve today is not a God who died on the cross.
很多教会在教会里面有一个大十字架。
Many people in their churches have a very huge cross.
那么他主耶稣还钉在那里。
And the Lord Jesus still crucified on the cross.
但是我们所敬拜的神呢，不是钉在十字架的神。
But the God whom we worship is not a crucified God.
是一个复活的神。
He is a resurrected God.
他不是挂在十字架。
He is not still hanging on the cross.
他被取下来埋葬了。
He was brought down and buried.
那么不但是埋葬了，他却复活了，所以那个坟墓是空的。
Not only was he buried, but he was resurrected, and that's why the tomb was empty.
所以我们所敬拜是那个复活的救主，不是那个死的救主。
So the Savior that we worship is the resurrected Savior, not a dead Savior.
今天很多人敬拜神的时候一直哭泣。
Today, many people worship God with tears.
但是我们却是以欢呼的声音来敬拜神。
But yet we worship God with joy.
因为他是一位复活的主。
Because he is the resurrected Lord.
请问你知道耶稣基督是复活的吗？
Do you know that Jesus is resurrected?
因为这里他不但是复活，他还显现给他的门徒看。
Because after his resurrection, he appeared to his disciples.
他不但显现给他的十二个门徒看，他还显现给五百多个人看。
Not only did he appear to his 12 disciples, he also appeared to 500 over people.
不但给五百个人看，他还给保罗看。
And he also appeared to Paul.
这些都成为了我们的第一手资料，成为我们的见证人。
And all these people became our source of first-hand knowledge, and they are the witnesses.
就好像一个侦探。
It's just like a detective.
当他要查案的时候，他必须要，比如说有一个人被杀了，他要查看谁跟他们在一起。
When he is investigating a murder case, he wants to know who was with the deceased.
有没有人看到这个人被杀？
Did anyone witness the death of this person?
那么要检查这些人是不是亲眼看见。
And he wants to know whether they've seen it with their own eyes.
别人听说不重要，要当场在的人看见。
And what they hear say is not important. It must be, the people must be present.
必须要第一手资料。
It must be first-hand knowledge.
所以这个呢，我们看见当时候呢，主耶稣被钉的时候，圣经告诉我们，他有十二个门徒全部变成懦夫逃跑了。
And the Bible tells us that after Jesus was crucified, his 12 disciples became cowards and they fled.
彼得三次不认主。
Peter denied Christ three times.
所以没有个人要认主，他们全部逃跑了，说这个人我不认识。
And no one would acknowledge that they know Jesus Christ, and they all denied him.
但是三天之后，这些人又跑回来说主耶稣复活了。为什么这些懦夫突然间会变成这么勇敢的这个见证人呢？
But 3 days later, all these cowards came back, and they became witnesses of Jesus' resurrection.
你不能够正确的来解释这转变。
We cannot explain why there was such a drastic change.
这么害怕的人，一个星期之后竟然变成这么勇敢的人。
How can these people who were cowards 1 week ago became so bold
in just a week's time.
神这里杀他，他都说耶稣是复活的。
Even when they were threatened with death, they still held on to the message of Jesus' resurrection.
这些都是第一手资料，他们跟耶稣在一起的人，为什么他们这么害怕？在一个星期之后，他又这么勇敢呢？
This is all first-hand information because they were people with Jesus. Why were they cowards and later turned so bold?
我们只能够从所有资料知道，除非这些人看见耶稣真的复活。
And with all this information, we can only conclude that these people must have seen the resurrected Lord.
好像这个星期，我们只大家所注意的就是马航的这个飞机失事，这个飞机不见了。And
it's just like in the past week, the whole world is paying attention to the missing MH370 from Malaysia Airlines.
我们不知道发生什么事情。We
know not what happened.
我们只知道从那些资料，它 进去这个飞机有多少人，什么人？那么这飞机在雷达上面怎么飞？我们从这边去猜测当时发生什么事情。
We only know who boarded the plane and what happened to the plane when it was still in the radar, and we can only make guesses what happened.
那么我要看到有见证人看有没有人进去，他们拍信，拍这个 CCTV 这个看到录像，知道什么人进去，他。 他们带着什么进去，全部从见证人那边去推想。
And they have to examine CCTV evidence to see who boarded the plane, and from all this evidence from witnesses to make guesses.
所有的查案都是这样的。
And all investigative things are done this way.
当时候我们查耶稣到底有没有复活也是这样。
And in the same way, we investigate whether Jesus was indeed resurrected.
当保罗写哥林多前书的时候,
when Paul wrote the book of 1 Corinthians,
他说不止十二个人，或许这个人十二个人笑 crazy， 他的头脑想念耶稣，那么他想他们十二个人都一起看到耶稣。
And Paul said that not only did the 12 see Jesus, because the 12 could all be crazy.
但是呢。 保罗说有500个人一起看到耶稣。
Paul added by saying that more than 500 people saw Jesus.
不会500个人一起发疯吧？
It cannot be possible that 500 people were crazy at the same time.
500个人一起看到耶稣，保罗说我写告诉你有500人，这500人还在，你们去查一查，问问这500个人。
And when Paul was writing, he said that those 500 were still alive. So if you do not believe, go ask them.
如果你的亲人
It's like some people might say that it's when a loved one passes away because of some people they were so fond of the loved one that they start to imagine that they saw the loved one.
但是不会有全家人一起看见吧？
But it will not happen to the whole family, will it?
那么这个门徒当中，他们这么害怕，不会12个门徒都一起看见耶稣吧？
And these 12 disciples were all fearful, so could all of them have seen Jesus at, or imagine to see Jesus at the same time?
假设他们十二个人一起看见，他们真的只是幻想，没有看到真的耶稣。
Let's assume that the 12 were having hallucinations and they did not see Jesus.
那么怎么解释那500个人？
But how do we explain the other 500?
500个人一起看见。
500 people saw Jesus at the same time.
一定是有事实的。
There must be truth.
如果我们查案，要用这500个人所录下的口供来证明这个是事实。
And if we are investigating a case, we will need the witness or the statements of these 500 people to come to the truth.
或许有人说，保罗，这是你讲的，我怎么知道？
Maybe someone might argue, Paul, this is what you say.
哥林多前书15章6节，他说，你这500个人大半都还在，你可以去调查。
1 Corinthians 15 verse 6, Paul says that out of the 500, more than half were still alive. Go investigate yourself.
所以这个是一个事实。
Therefore, this is the truth.
不但是这样，他显现给500多个人，他显现一个特别的人看。
Not only did he appear to this 500, but Jesus appeared to one special person.
这名字叫做保罗。
This person is Paul.
这个保罗到底是谁呢？
Who is this Paul?
这个保罗是逼迫耶稣的人。
This Paul persecuted the church and Jesus.
他要杀耶稣，他要杀所有有关耶稣的人。
He wanted to kill all Christians.
而且他有政府的允许去杀所有的基督徒。
And he even had approval from the government to lay hands to kill all the Christians.
所以他带着这个政府的批准 去的时候去到一半，他不但没有杀，而且他变成基督徒。
But on his way to kill Christians with the permit of the government, he not only did not do what he originally intended, but he became a Christian.
那么他变成基督徒，而且宣讲耶稣基督，请问发生什么事情？
And not only that, he started preaching Jesus. What happened?
啊，所以这些事情可以看，连耶稣基督的敌人都证明他是对的。
And we can see from here that even Jesus' enemy say that he is resurrected.
那么当一个耶稣在钉十字架之后呢，我们看使徒行传，当时候只有12个门徒信他。
And we also can see that after Jesus was crucified, he only had 12 believers who were the disciples.
当来到使徒行传的时候，我们发现只有120个人信他。
And in the book of Acts at the beginning, there were 120 followers.
那么历史发展的时候，我们看到第二章、第三章《使徒行传》，结果有3000人信他，有5000人信他。
And as we trace the book of Acts in the course of history, we see that slowly 3,000 people believe, then 5,000 people believe.
这些人以前都不信他的，怎么会全部信他呢？
All these people did not believe in the past. Why all of a sudden they believe?
而且呢，这个数目是不断的增加，增到今天呢，很多人。
And this number continued to increase until today. There are countless Christians.
而且呢，有很多人呢，不但信他，而且为他而死。
And not only did many people believe in Jesus, but they also died for him.
你不会为一个谎言而死，会吗？
You will not die for a lie, will you?
除非你真的相信他的确是复活的。
Unless you truly believe that he is resurrected.
特别你知道彼得后来本来三次不认主，但是后来他也为主寻道。
And Peter, who denied Christ 3 times, was himself a martyr.
当他被要有人要把他钉在十字架的时候
，Before he was crucified,
他说我不配，我必须要倒钉而死。
Peter said that he is not worthy to die the same way as his Lord, and he requested to be crucified upside down.
那么安德烈是钉一个 X 形而死。
And Andrew was crucified on a cross with the shape of an X.
所以当时候呢，有很多人为了耶稣不肯放弃而死。
There were many people at that time who refused to give up on this message and died for Jesus' sake.
请你解释为什么这么多人愿意为耶稣而死。
Please explain why so many people were willing to die for Jesus.
除非他是复活的。
Unless he is resurrected.
今天如果你去意大利
，Today if you go to Italy，
特别到了罗马
，especially to Rome，
你特别来到他那罗马地底下呢，有一个叫做地下的陵墓。
And if you come to Rome, you will find some archaeological evidence known as the catacombs.
里面呢装了很多死人。
And there were many dead people in it.
这些死人都是为基督的缘故而牺牲的。
And all these who died and were thrown in the catacombs died.For Jesus.
今天只有五个这样的地下陵墓呢，开放给人参观。
Today only 5 such catacombs are open to the public.
但是当时候呢，有60多个，而每一个都是几里几里的，在底下呢都有充满了这些人。
But in those times there were at least 60 catacombs that were miles long, filled with dead Christians.
为什么这些人愿意为耶稣而死？
Why did these people die for Jesus?
除非他真的是复活。
Unless he is resurrected.
我们常常讲在中国的历史里面。
We often talk about the history of China.
在50年来，在共产党还没有统治中国之前，有少过100万的基督徒。
Before the communists ruled China, there were less than 1 million Christians.
当共产党进来的时候，把所有的宗教都赶出去，把所有的宣教士赶出去的时候，不允许人信主的时候，竟然有100 million， 就一亿的人信耶稣。
But after the communists ruled China and they chased out all the missionaries and they put a stop to all forms of religion, today there's 100 million Christians in China.
为什么有这么多人跟随耶稣？他们跟随耶稣要付上很多代价的。
Why did so many people want to follow Jesus despite the cost?
因为他是一个复活的主。
Because he is a resurrected Lord.
他是那被预言而且应验了他是复活的弥赛亚。
He is the promised and the prophesied Messiah.
所以呢，我很多人来跟随，很多人来相信他，很多人来敬拜他。
Therefore, many people believe him, and many people come and worship him.
所以这个就是这段圣经的意思。
And this is the meaning of this passage.
让我们再来看一次。
Let us look at it again.
所以第一点是耶稣是一位应许的弥赛亚。
So the first point is that Jesus is the promised Messiah.
第二呢，这位耶稣是一个应验的以赛亚，或者预言然后应验的以赛亚。
Secondly, this is the prophesied Messiah.
让我们来看这段圣经。
Let's look at this passage.
你看第二十六节。
Look at verse 26.
他说：“弟兄们，亚伯拉罕的子孙和你们中间敬畏神的人，这救世的道是传给你们。耶路撒冷居住的人和他的官长，因为不认识耶稣基督，也不明白没安息日所读的众先知的书，就把耶稣钉死了。正因这正应验了先知的预言，虽然查不出他有当时的罪，还是要求比拉多把他杀了。
Verse 26, brothers, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to us has been sent the message of this salvation. For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not recognize him nor understand the utterances of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, fulfilled them by condemning him. And though they found in him no guilt worthy of death, they asked Pilate to have him executed.
所以呢，你看第三十节，神却叫他复活了。
Verse 30, but God raised him from the dead.
三十一节，他从他加利利同他上耶路撒冷的人多看见他，这些人在民间是他的见证。
Verse 31, and for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are now his witnesses to the people.
你看三十节，他说我们就是保罗这些人也报告这个好消息，耶稣复活了，就是那他不但复活，他也就是那应许祖宗的话。
Verse 32, and we, Paul, including Paul, bring you the good news that what God promised to the fathers.
第三十三节说，神已经向我们做儿女的应验了，叫耶稣复活，就好像应验了诗篇第二篇记载说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
Verse 33, this he has fulfilled to us, their children, by raising Jesus, as also it is written in the second Psalm, you are my son, today I have begotten you.
第三十四节论到神叫他从死里复活，不再归于朽坏，就这样说，我必将所应许的大卫那圣洁可靠的恩典赐给你。又一篇说，你不必不叫你的圣者见朽坏。大卫在世的时候遵循了神的旨意，就睡了，归到他列祖那里，已经见了朽坏，唯独神所复活的未见朽坏。
Verse 34, and as for the fact that he raised him from the dead, no more to return to corruption, he has spoken in this way.I will give you the holy and sure blessings of David. Therefore, he also says in another psalm, you will not let your Holy One see corruption. For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid with his fathers and saw corruption. But he whom God raised up did not see corruption.
所以在这边在讲什么呢？
What is this saying?
三十三节他说神已经应许了耶稣基督复活，他的确是复活了。
Verse 33 tells us that God promised that Jesus will be resurrected, and indeed he was.
他说你们所尊敬的大卫也是死了，也是朽坏了，但是耶稣没有朽坏。
And the David whom you respect died and saw corruption or decay, but not Jesus.
所以这个是就是那应许的弥赛亚。
So this is the promised Messiah.
那么这里他说。你是我的儿子，我今日生你是什么意思
？What is the verse? You are my son. Today I have begotten you. What does that mean?
我们读来读去就看大家，哎，为什么主耶稣今日才生出来
？And as we read this, we might think that Jesus only became the Son of God on this day.
但是他怎么样讲这句话是什么意思呢？他是这句话哪来应验什么东西
？But what does this verse mean? And what is it fulfilling?
如果从你有正确的解经 的原则呢，你知道这节是拿来应验说耶稣复活的意思。
And if you have proper hermeneutics principles, you realize that this verse is talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
他说你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
You are my son. Today I have begotten you.
为什么讲这句话呢？因为要应验你是复活的。
This is to fulfill the prophecy that he is resurrected.
我们读来读去不明白，为什么今日生你跟复活有什么关系？
And we might not understand what does begotten have to do with resurrection.
啊, begotten 比较好像，其实这个字呢， begotten 这个意思呢，是指可以说你生出来，或者是把你带出来的意思。
But the word begotten can either mean give birth or to be brought out.
那么在这里呢，它的意思是什么呢？
So what is the meaning here?
他说，他使耶稣复活了，就证明了他是我的儿子，我今日生你。可见这个字呢，应该翻译成他复活了，我今日把你从这个死亡中带出来。And
so in order to show that Jesus is indeed resurrected, that's why Paul quoted this verse. In fact, this verse can also be translated, "You are my son, today I have brought you out."
所以这个在 NIV 的翻译可能不是很准确。
And this is not so clear in the NIV translation.
他说，你是我的儿子，我是你的父亲。
It says, "You are my son, I'm your father."
但是在原文里面没有说我是你的父亲。
But in the original, it doesn't say, "I am your father."
他说，你是我的儿子，我今日把你带出来。
It says, "You are my son. Today I have brought you out."
大卫死了，见血坏；你不死，你不见血坏。所以整段圣经都在讲一件事情：耶稣复活。David
died and he decayed, but you did not see any corruption or decay. So this entire passage is talking about the resurrection of Christ.
所以这句话，你是我儿子，我的儿子，我今日生你，不是说耶稣以前不是神的儿子，今日才是神的儿子。
So this verse, "You are my son, today I have begotten you," does not mean that Jesus was not son of God, but now, from now onwards, he is the son of God.
这句话也不是说以前耶稣不是神，现在才是神。
Neither is it saying that Jesus was not God, but from now onwards, he is God.
这种想法是属于异端的想法。
These are heresies.
所以我们不能够相信，因为主耶稣本来就是神，如果他可以成为不是神，他就不是神。神不可以。
Because Jesus is eternally God, he cannot become an ungod himself.
所以我们看到主耶稣在创还没有降世为人之前就是已经存在了。Before
Jesus was incarnate, he already existed.
当他降世成为人的时候，他仍旧是神。
But when he became a man, he still retained his godhood.
当他死了复活，他仍旧是神。
And after he died and was resurrected, he is still God.
如果他不是神，他不可能承担世界所有人的罪。
If he is not God, he cannot bear the sins of the whole world.
如果他是单单一个义人，他只能够代替一个义人。
If he is only a righteous man, he can only represent another person.
但是他是神，他可以代替所有的人。
But because he is God, he can represent all men.
所以我们读来读去，这段圣经在讲什么呢？这段圣经在讲复活。So
as we read this passage over and over, we realize that this is about resurrection.
所以今日生你是代表说今日把你从死亡中复活起来。So
today I have begotten you refers to this day that God brought Jesus out from the dead.
所以保罗到这个会堂去。
So Paul came to the synagogue.
这个会堂没有听过福音。
This synagogue has not heard the gospel.
他传讲什么福音呢？
So what gospel did he preach?
耶稣基督的福音。
The gospel of Jesus Christ.
耶稣就是神所应许的那一位弥赛亚。
Jesus is the promised Messiah.
耶稣就是那些应验的弥赛亚，他复活了。
Jesus is the prophesied Messiah because he is resurrected.
那么最后呢，耶稣呢就是那个我们所宣告的弥赛亚。
And lastly, Jesus is the proclaimed Messiah.
你看第十三十八节。
Look at verse 38.
38节他说，所有弟兄们，你们当晓得，当晓得什么呢？ 赦罪的道是由这人传给你们的。
Let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you.
所以你看到这个赦罪的道理向你们宣告，是从哪里来呢？就是这位弥赛亚而来。
The proclamation of the forgiveness of sins comes from the Messiah.
他说第38节说，你们当晓得，第39节说，你们靠着摩西的律法。 摩西不能够使人得救，但是你信靠这个人，你的就能够称义了。
verse 39, and by him everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses.
所以呢，你们要信这个耶稣，免得你世世皆说，你们务要小心，免得先知所说的话临到你们。
You must believe in Jesus. Otherwise, what is said in verse 40, the warning would come upon you. Beware, therefore, lest what is said in the prophets should come about.
所以他主24:1节说，主说你们这轻慢的人要观看，要惊奇，要灭亡，因为时候将到，我行这事，虽然有人告诉你，你还不信。
Verse 41, look, you scoffers, be astounded and perish, for I am doing a work in your days, a work that you will not believe even if one tells it to you.
耶稣是谁?
Who is Jesus?
你必须要回答这个问题。
You must answer this question.
如果他是基督, 如果他是神的儿子, 你不信, 你就会面对自己的审判。
If he is the Messiah, the Son of God, and you reject or do not believe, you will face God's judgment.
所以你对耶稣这个人到底是谁，你必须要搞清楚。
So your attitude towards who Jesus is must be clear.
如果你认为他是神的儿子,
if you think that he is the Son of God,
他是弥赛亚,
he is the Messiah,
他是从死里复活,
he is the resurrected,
是要拯救我们,
to save us,
我们投靠他, 我们就可以得救。
We must trust him in order to be saved.
我们要投靠他, 我们要 rely on him.
And we must rely on him.
就好像我们不是说心里面相信, 知道有这样的事实,
it is not just knowing that there is such a truth.
我们中国人讲投靠, 就好像我们上去投靠一个老大这样。
And when we rely on somebody, it's like following some boss.
我们做不到, 老大你帮我做完它。
If we cannot do it, we will get our boss to do it.
我们完全依靠他。
We fully rely on our boss.
让他来帮助我们。
And let him help us.
我们说主啊, 我愿意悔改我所做的一切错, 我投靠你, 你帮我完成它。
And we come to the Lord Jesus and say that we repent and we know that whatever that we have done is wrong. Please help us to complete.
当我做不到的时候，我投靠我的老大。
When we are powerless or helpless, we rely on our boss.
他帮我完成。
He helps us to fulfill.
不是 my boss, 是我的 big brother.
My big brother.
我们的新加坡人就明白这个什么老大的意思了。
And we Singaporeans will understand this.
我的靠山。
He is who we depend on.
所以我们靠着他, 他帮我们解决。
And when we depend on him, he will solve our problems.
信耶稣是这个意思。
To believe in Jesus is what it means.
你相信他从死里复活。
You believe that he is resurrected.
我们做不到, 我靠主啊, 我靠你帮我解决这些罪的问题。
And we cannot solve the problem of sin, but we rely on Jesus to do it.
当你看到主耶稣必须从死里复活, 如果你不信, 你自己面对你的罪。
If you indeed see that the Lord Jesus has resurrected, but you do not believe, you will face your own sin.
你就好像先知所讲，这些事情呢，如果你不信呢，你自己去负责。
You're just like those that the prophets prophesy about, that you, if you do not believe, then you will perish.
这个是一个非常重要的真理。
This is a very important truth.
你看耶稣到底是谁？
Who is Jesus to you?
你的答案决定你到底上天堂还是下地狱。
Your answer will determine whether you go to heaven or hell.
所以我们一直挑战你思想到底耶稣是谁, 请下一个结论。
Therefore, we keep challenging you to come to a conclusion, who is Jesus to you?
我们要你这样做是要你得救, 要你不要遇到审判, 不要遇到地狱的火。
And we want you to make the right decision, because we do not want you to face hell fire.
我们要你受到祝福, 而不是要你受到审判。
We want you to receive blessings and not judgment.
所以到底耶稣是谁?
So who is Jesus?
你心里要做一个决定。
You must make a decision in your heart.
如果你还没有决定到底耶稣是谁, 请你好好读圣经, 好好祷告, 主啊, 你到底是谁, 请你彰显给我看。
If you have yet to conclude who is Jesus, please read the Bible carefully and pray and ask God to reveal Jesus to you.
你跟你周围的弟兄姐妹谈一谈, 跟我谈一谈, 到底耶稣是谁?
Speak with the brothers and sisters around you, speak with me, and find out who is Jesus.
耶稣到底是谁? 如果他是一位救世主, 像圣经里所预言的, 所应许的, 所宣告的，我们必须要去投靠他。
If Jesus is indeed the promised Messiah, the prophesied Messiah, the proclaimed Messiah according to the scriptures, we must trust and rely on him.
你只要向神祷告，主啊，我要投靠你，我要悔改我一切的罪，你是我的创造主，你要圣洁，我知道我是一个罪人，我必须要回转，他必须拯救你，他不但拯救你，他还赐圣灵给你，让你能够过一个他所喜悦的生活。
You must repent from your sins and pray and ask God to forgive your sins. And not only will God forgive your sins, He will also give you the Holy Spirit who will indwell you and help you to live a holy and righteous life.
那么或许有人说，我已经做基督徒这么久了，我根本就不用为这件事情担任。
Some might say that I've been a Christian for such a long, long time. I'm not worried about this.
但是圣经里面讲说，如果你是基督徒，你一定要肯定，殷勤的肯定你的，你所信的是真的。
And however, the Bible says that even if you are a Christian, you must labor and examine that what you believe is the truth.
我们要告诉你，你不要以为你真的是基督徒。
We want to tell you, do not presume that you are a real believer.
我真的要劝你，不是说你坐在这里你就是基督徒。
I need to warn you that.Simply by sitting here does not make you a believer.
我们更加讲，不是因为你每个主日坐在这里，你就是基督徒，可能都不是基督徒。
And I even want to say that even if you were to come every Sunday to church, it does not prove that you are a Christian.
你坐在这里，跟着我们又祷告又赞美又奉献，不代表你是基督徒。
And you can follow us over here, and you can sing praises, you can pray, and you can give offerings, but there is no proof that you are Christian.
彼得说 ，Make your salvation sure. 你要更加肯定你所得，你是得救的。
Peter tells us to make our salvation sure.
请你打开彼得前彼得后书第一章看一看。
Please open your Bibles to 2 Peter.
第一章第十节。
First Peter, I'm sorry.First Peter 1:10.
Second Peter 1:10. 彼得后书第一章第十节，他说：“弟兄们，应当更加殷勤。殷勤做什么？使你所蒙的恩召和选拣选坚定不移。你们若这样行，就永不失脚。”
Second Peter 1:10. Therefore, brothers.Be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall.
你看清楚吗？他说 ，make your calling and election. Calling 跟 election 就是拣选，神的呼召跟拣选就是指得救。你要使你的呼召拣选肯定 ，more diligent 更殷勤的 make sure 你的 calling 跟 election 你的选召跟拣选是 sure。如果你做这些事情呢？如果你不做这些事情，你就 not sure， 你就不肯定。
And it is said here that you are to be more diligent to make your calling and election. That means your salvation sure. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall.
这些 practice 你要做这些什么事情呢
？So what are the qualities that you are to practice？
你看第五节。
Look at verse 5.
他说正因这个缘故你要分外的殷勤有了信心要加上德行有了德行要加上知识有了知识要加上节制有了节制要加上忍耐有了忍耐要加上敬虔有了敬虔要加上爱弟兄的心有了爱弟兄的心要加上爱众人的心在这几样你充充实实你就必使你认识我主耶稣上不至于歇懒不结果子
Verse 5, for this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, knowledge with self-control, self-control with steadfastness, steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这边说，当然有信心不够。
So having faith alone is not sufficient.
你有信心没有行为是假的，是死的。
Faith without deeds is false. It is dead.
所以你要必须要加上德行，德行就是你要 practice the truth， 你要行道。
So you must have along with your faith virtue, meaning obedience to the word of God.
行道不是你不是做事情来得救，而是但是你有了信心，你必然会有这个行为。
We are not saying that you can earn your own salvation through works, but with faith, the works will follow.
所以你说我有信心，有信心的人必会改变他的行为。
And if you claim to have faith, those who have genuine faith will correct their actions.
你认为神是拯救你脱离罪恶，你就不要去犯罪。
If you believe that God saved you from your sins, then stop sinning.
那么你不但有德行，你有不但听道也行道，行道之后你还有知识。
And not only with virtue, which means practicing the word, you must also have knowledge.
这个真知识,
real knowledge,
就是圣经的知识。
That is knowledge of the word of God.
有了知识之后，你有节制，就是要有自制、有控制自己的能力。
And with knowledge, self-control.
啊, self-control 很清楚，自制的能力，然后加上要忍耐。
And steadfastness.
然后加上敬虔。
Godliness.
有了敬虔，要加上爱心。
Brotherly love.
如果你有这些表现呢，你就知道你的 salvation, 你的神的拣选跟你的得救是肯定的。
And if you have these qualities, then you can be sure of your calling and election.
弟兄姐妹们，有很多人坐在这里，我动都不动，我就喜欢听到，听完到我什么都不做，我不敢讲你是真的得救。
And brothers and sisters, many of you sit here and you don't lift a finger over anything, and you think that you can just come and listen to the word of God week in, week out, and not lift a finger. Brothers and sisters, I must say I am not sure of your salvation.
我讲这句话不是我高兴讲这句话，这是我悲哀，我担心，我要你真正知道你是得救。
I say this not with joy, but with I'm worried and I am sad to say this, and I really want you to be sure of your salvation.
如果你的得救是真的，你一定要有表现。
If your salvation is real, there will be action.
就好像一个男孩子告诉女孩子我很爱你，很爱你，你必须要有真的表现，你没有表现，当然口爱没有用。
Just like when a man tells a woman that I love you, there must be action. Without action,
如果你真正的爱，你会牺牲自己为了成全他。
If you really love that person, you will sacrifice for that person.
所以你如果真正信主的人，你会为主做很多事情。
So if you are genuinely one who follows God, you will do lots of things for Him.
你不可能说我信主，我就坐在那边听听你的道讲得不错。
And you will not say that I'm a believer, I'll just sit here and see how well you preach.
我讲道讲得好不好，弟兄姐妹，你怎么想我不在意，神讲好就好。
And brothers and sisters, whether I preach well or not, is I'm not concerned what you say, as long as God thinks that it's good.
但是呢, 你的救恩才是重要。
Your salvation is more important.
你来不是要听听那个讲员讲的好不好。
Your presence is not here to scrutinize the preacher.
你的心, 你来的听到神的话讲了什么，你做了什么。
And your presence should be to hear God's word and what have you done about it.
我们的这个讲台就是讲神的信息。
This pulpit preaches the message of God.
那我们弟兄姐妹听到神的信息，要悔改，要有表现，要说主啊，我愿意这样做，我愿意顺从，我愿意按照你的旨意去做。
And after hearing God's word, brothers and sisters must follow up with action, and the action should be obedience to God's word.
你的 action, 你的表现，就告诉我你到底信不信。
And your action proves whether you believe or not.
就好像今天我坐在这里，我说这个地方着火了，大家看着我说，是啊是啊是，我相信你，你坐在这边就证明你不相信我。
And if I were to proclaim that this building is on fire and you still sit here and you say yes, I believe you, but the very truth that you are still sitting here tells me you don't believe.
我说这个地方着火了，你站起来跑，虽然你没有跟我说过话，我就知道你信。
And if I say that this place is on fire and you immediately stand up and run, even if you have never spoken with me before, I know you believe.
因为你的行动证明了你的信心。
Because your action proves your faith.
你的行动证明了你心里所想的是什么。
Your action proves what you have in your heart.
保罗到了这个地方传讲耶稣基督。
Paul reached this place and he preached Jesus.
目的是什么？
What was his goal?
要他们得救。
He wants them to be saved.
他要他们享受神的恩典。
He wants them to enjoy God's blessing.
我们传讲耶稣基督也是一模一样。
And it is for the same reason that we preach Jesus Christ.
让我们同心在神面前祷告，我们请赐平日我们做祷告。
Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word that so clearly tells us what and who we ought to proclaim. Help us as a church to be faithful to your word, that we will proclaim Jesus and his word. And help us, Lord, that we, those of us who have not believed in Jesus, would be willing to repent from our sins and to trust in him for forgiveness. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.